Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I gotta get something off my chest. It is, you know, I hate Steph Curry. And I always tell everybody, like, I hate Steph.
That's his bold stance, folks.
Oh, shut up. God. Like, it's a sports hate. I'd let Steph Curry walk in my house and use my bathroom and sit down and have a conversation and give him some coffee.
Why would he be on your cul-de-sac?
I don't know. He's from Akron. I live, 20 miles away from Akron, so maybe he'd be in the area. I don't know. I mean, Streetsboro did have Mike Hall just go to Ohio State. That was for football. So, you know what? I'm reaching here, and I'm just going to move on. Anyway, I have a sports hate for Steph Curry. I'm trying to hate Joe Burrow. That's what I'm trying to do. I can't do it. It's hard for me to hate Joe Burrow.
We have to talk about what we're going to do here.
Damn it. It is so hard for me to hate this guy. And I'm trying every way. Like, I've been annoyed by the amount of people I'm Facebook friends with or I know, and they're like, yeah, man, just a great Ohio guy, man. Former Buckeye. And I'm like, you ran him off your team. He went to LSU. He's a graduate of Louisiana State University. He won a national championship with LSU. I get so mad about that, but I'm like, man, that Joe Burrow's such a great guy. What a nice guy. What a great guy. Problem is that I'm having is I don't hate him. I don't hate him. It's weird. I hate, like, Ben Roethlisberger. I hate Ben Roethlisberger. It's become a personal vendetta. Would I allow him into my house? I don't know. I don't know if I would. I go, no, it's a bad look for me. I don't want you in my home. I want you off my property. Get the hell out of here. I think I'd probably say that to him. With Joe Burrow and with Lamar Jackson, it's like, God, I like both these guys. Really do. I let both hang out. Again, I don't know what they'd be doing in the cul-de-sac, but either way. And I got a bit of a problem here. Like, my son was at basketball on Saturday, and I took him to basketball, and I'm not coaching basketball. I coach baseball and football. I'm not coaching basketball. Let them coach basketball. I can only get in the way. I'm not going to be Chelsea Ross and Hoosiers. I'm not getting in the way of this. And the coaches, I'll tell you right now, they're doing a good job already. And I'm just happy watching.
Burrow just played it so smart, even leaving Ohio State. He got his degree from Ohio State and then mentioned all the time his love for Ohio State. I mean, you got Ja'Marr Chase who's watching Michael Thomas videos to learn route running. Like, there just seems to be – he didn't kick Ohio State out the door. He didn't pull a Baker Mayfield when Baker left. And I know it's different circumstances, but it just is different. And, look, it's easy right now because Burrow's playing so well. And it's this media fervor to anoint the next guy. And if Burrow goes out there and plays like Kyler Murray.
Andrew already says he graduated from OSU too. Okay, fine. He graduated from OSU too. Whatever it takes you guys to have your galaxy brain so you guys can claim him as an Ohio State guy and make yourselves able to sleep at night, fine.
But
I don't give a damn.
It's the problem is he claims Ohio State. It's not the fans are running over to claim him. He mentions Ohio State in every interview.
I don't like that.
So I can't help it. The guy is smart enough, even if he's pandering.
I don't like that
he's
either.
Smart enough to pander.
Now listen, I know pandering, and I'm telling you, that guy's pandering.
And it worked out because he went right down the road.
You didn't pick up on all. At least you didn't pick it up. Sorry.
As someone who knows the master of the technique. Yeah, but that's the thing. He ends up going to Cincinnati. Like, he didn't end up going to Arizona. He didn't end up in Jacksonville. He ends up going to our division, to a team that's been moribund for how many years?
I'm watching that place celebrate, and he's playing well, and I'm going, man, I got to sit back and watch this stuff for the next decade plus. He's only in, what, year two?
Yeah. Coming off ACL.
That bleeping kid, that my son, you think about this. You want to let this set in? My son's in first grade. My son will be graduating high school when he's ready, when he's starting to roll it down. When he's starting to wind it down, my son's going to be graduating high school. And that's what bothered me.
Because
we're basketball on Saturday. Let me tell you this. We're basketball on Saturday. The neighbor kid's on the same team. Great kid. Not going to say his name. Great kid. And Axel goes, something about the Bengals, and Axel goes, that's his favorite team. And something about the Bengals, and Axel's like, Axel kind of wants to like the Bengals because it's the neighbor kid's favorite team. Sure as hell, he's got a couple of kids in his class. They like the Bengals. And Axel is like, oh, I like the Browns. We're a Browns family. And they go, oh, the Browns, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, like first graders, talking trash to each other. Really? Baker Mayfield over Joe Burrow? Really? Like, that's what they're saying to my son.
So are you?
And I go, son, you don't understand this. It's like I can't, how do I say this? Like, you got to be a Browns fan, son. There's no other choice.
Are you worried? Is there a legitimate concern right now from Clevelanders that it's going to be Joe Burrow doing to this division and doing to the Browns what Big Ben did for 15 years? Is that the concern?
Problem is that I hated Ben, and there were plenty of reasons to hate Ben. I don't hate this guy. He's a nice guy. Doesn't he look nice? Isn't he just so nice? He's too nice. He's too likable. I don't hate him. I should easily hate him. He's a really good quarterback who plays in our division. And everything about him is just so nice. My God. I can't. It's so annoying to me.
But won't you hate him?
My kids' friends are Bengals, are becoming Bengals fans, and they're early. Now, eventually, yeah, these kids will get old enough to go to the Muni lot, and I think that'll change. I do think that. There are plenty of kids I grew up with. They were fans of other teams, and they're all in the Muni lot on Sundays now. They're all Browns fans. We know what the common denominator of that all is. But, man, damn it, this is annoying. Because I want to hate him, and there's nothing to hate. I don't hate him. I went through the same stuff already with Lamar. I want to hate Lamar. There's nothing I hate about Lamar. There's nothing to hate about that guy.
He does seem likable.
It's always God first. He's so close with his mother. Like, this is a good guy. This is a good guy. I have nothing to hate about this guy. He doesn't rip on anybody. He's a good dude.
Yeah, and yet everybody in every other city hates Baker Mayfield.
They don't hate Baker Mayfield. They loathe Baker Mayfield. Like, there is no, they just hate him so much.
So if our fans all love the fact that he was so hated, how do they feel about that now? Do they kind of wish he'd be a little quieter? I do wonder, have people changed their minds overall on Baker and the entire way that he goes about things? Because we did all love it when he was shutting people up and doing what he did to Hugh Jackson on the sidelines and talking trash and dropping all sorts of rap lyrics in his press conferences. And are we done with that?
It's fun when
is
they
he not
win.
Good enough to do that?
It's fun when they win. It is mind-numbingly annoying when they lose, man. It makes you so, you think about that stuff, like everything that he did when they win, when they lose, it's just on you multifold, and it makes you so, JC in Cleveland, Ken, you want to hate Burrow? Read Bengal fans' Twitter. They love taking shots at Baker, in parentheses, which now I have no defense against.
Yeah, but our and fan Burrow base takes well shot at, next shots grade. At Baker.
Exactly. What am I supposed to say?
Our fan base is divided. Doug LaMaurice came on and said that, and I thought did a great job kind of clarifying that our fan base is totally fractured right now on Baker Mayfield. And that's not the fan base's fault. It's not the media's fault. It's Baker's fault. I mean, a lot of it's Baker's fault.
Damn it. I keep saying that today because I've been so frustrated. I'm sorry. This just sucks, man. He's such a likable guy. And he guy's going, you could just tell, man. Some guys just got it. We brought up the Josh Allen thing on the phone, and we'll do it tomorrow. We don't have time to do it today. I know you say there's such a thing as undeniable talent. That's the difference I see. That there's just something about that guy. There is something in, I don't know what he did in the last couple of years. God just looked down and said, you know what? You're cool. You're getting it. You're going to be the savior. You got it. You got the juice now, son. Away you go.
Has he had a
and
gaffe?
I got to deal with this for the next 15 years.
Has Joe Burrow
we
had
all
a,
have to deal with
has
this?
Has he had any kind of a public gaffe yet? Has he angered any teammates? Has he talked about any of their contracts?
No.
Has he talked about the training
no.
staff?
They all love him. They all love him. The
wait,
picture,
wait,
of, them,
relative,
the picture
hold on.
Of him with the owner, and they're all prim and proper, and then he's with, what, Jamar Chase smoking a cigar. Everybody loves Joe Burrow.
Wait, none of the relatives of the Bengals players are tweeting that they should run the ball or?
Oh, my God. No. No.
Come
on. Meanwhile, we have hosts on this station who say they get texts and DMs from players and players' families about Baker Mayfield. Great. Awesome.
There's no rumor about Joe Burrow at a certain restaurant, parking lot. Like, there's nothing? There's nothing?
I don't know what
you're talking
about.
There's got to be something. Guys.
Moving on.
All our investigators, find something.
Yeah. Hey, you Dayton Browns fans? Because I heard there's a very large group of Browns fans in Dayton. Let's go do some snooping. Get some dirt on this guy.
Like,
I need a reason to hate him.
You know who you need to get on it? The Covington boys.
Call the Covington boys will be all over it.
Covington boys on it.
Like, he was when he was living in Athens, did
on,
he ever
tell me he did some Stephen
Did he ever
Avery
go
stuff.
To campus? Did he ever go to Court
not
Street?
Not the full Stephen
there's
Avery.
There's nothing
I mean,
they
the
have
thing.
On him? Nothing at all?
Might miss WrestleMania. Though.
Jason says, my first grade son is a Bengals fan because his best friend at school is. He doesn't understand why anyone likes the Browns. They're boring to kids. Now, Myles Garrett. We got Nick Chubb.
Which they don't use, and everybody complains they don't use him enough.
That's true. I mean, he's just as useful on the field as Jim Brown is, basically, right now. They don't use either running back. What the hell am I supposed to say?
Well, we're saving Chubb for 4 years from now in another non-playoff run.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.